Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and Jan Upstrong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, Indigenous honey business buzzing thanks to $330,000 Coles grant. And with that, we're going to talk to the owners of this deadly business, Diane Appleby, co-owner of the business with David Appleby, husband, and also have a daughter, Naomi Appleby. And a very good morning, ladies. How are you?
Well, thank you. Good morning. Mabung Wuragaring, all the way from Yarra country. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm good. Thank you very much. Good to have language there. You're Diane, are you?
I am Diane Appleby from Broome, Western Australia.
Yes.
Ngaio Niliwal. Before, my maiden name is Edgar.
Edgar. All right, beautiful. And hooked up with David Appleby now.
yes, married and coming up for our 40th anniversary.
Beautiful.
So fantastic. We've been the Applebees for a while.
Yeah, have been Applebees for a while. And you have Naomi there, your daughter. And look, you guys are running Indigenous honey business. And it's buzzing thanks to $330,000 Coles grant. How long have you been in business there, please, Diane?
We've been in business for 8 years, but my son, Simon Appleby, is also in full-time work with my husband, David Appleby.
Okay.
And they've been very, very busy.
Yeah, I reckon so. Busy. I love that. Nice spin on words there. So, look, a fantastic business you got running there. Now, you received the grant, $330,000 from Coles Grant. Was that an application you had to put in for that grant?
Yes, Trevor. We had to apply like most of the small businesses around Australia.
Yes.
It was a very competitive area, but I gather they've seen a wonderful potential of increasing our product into the broader community. The local people really expressed a very wonderful gratitude to say, gee, you guys are producing really fantastic, beautiful honey.
Yes.
That's so Moorish that we want to get some more. So we work around the clock of the seasons here during the flowering of the natural plants around our country.
Yeah, beautiful. And so with that, and part of my ignorance, and you can probably educate some of the listeners as well, so I'm thinking you have beehives in white boxes on your property. Is that how it works?
Yes, that's correct. We do have boxes because we also do a large farm that is out of Broome that we put these boxes and they do pollination on the farm. So the agriculture of how we support the industry in producing quality fruit and vegetables.
So how many boxes would you have on the plantation there?
Well, currently we've got about 250, 350, heading up to nearly 400 now.
Oh, whoa. So, and just family run at the moment?
It is our own small family business.
400 beehives.
We started in the backyard with one as a hobby and was my husband's interest in saying, I think I like bees. I might start looking into how we can produce some honey. But these are fascinating little insects.
Yeah, yeah,
and
they are.
He put a lot of research into studying and how the medicinal properties of this wonderful natural organic honey, what it does. But then there is also collaboration. appreciation of the cultural values.
Yes.
And that came from the history of my parents and their survival during the war and before the war of what the natural healing products that came from the honey and the honeycomb, the eggs, and everything that's the, even the pollen, everything that comes from the production of these wonderful insects.
Fantastic. And so with a bit of hunger for knowledge, David, your husband, knowledge is power, created a business out of that knowledge.
Yes, like I said, it was the collaboration from a scientific view and the keenness and eagerness to learn about the production of what these beautiful bees can produce.
Yes.
Marrying with the cultural knowledge of my parents, my mother said to him, if you want good honey and understand the medicine tree, I show you the medicine tree.
Yep, yep, too beautiful. Now, where you operate on your property there, is there any other honey business happening in that area?
No.
You're it?
Wallaga Honey Raw Bush Business is the only big indigenous owned, self-owned business here in the Kimberley. So we're doing a bit of the pioneering era of setting this up. And our children, Naomi and Simon, and, you know, for our future grandchildren as well, and our families, because I come from a very large family tree, we want to share that same knowledge and giving an opportunity to all our Yaru, Gurudjeri, all our family right throughout the Kimberley region to learn the importance of caring for country.
Exactly, exactly.
Caring for the bees that gives us great, clear, pure oxygen. You know, with all this carbon coming through our country, we have to be environmentally friendly and looking after country.
Well, exactly. And we're talking about operating on country, having a business on country, a cultural aspect side of it as well. It's a sweet thing. Pardon the pun, you know, my sister. Congratulations. You there?
Yeah.
So congratulations. Thank you very much for sharing. Do you have a web page as such?
Yeah, our webpage can be found under Kimberley Raw Bush Honey, or you can just Google Wallaga Raw Bush Honey. We've got some social media accounts as well.
How do you spell Wallaga?
Oh, Wallaga is W-A-L-A-J-A.
A-J-A, Wallaga. So people can Google that and they can check out your business, yes?
Yes.
Oh,
and,
beautiful.
You know, they're more than welcome to give us a call. We have some fabulous little clips there that they can see the works that we have. And may I also say a huge gratitude and thank you to Coles Nurture Funds that they've given us this next level of how we can meet requirements of producing best quality raw bush honey that's organic straight out of the Kimberley region.
Yes. And thank you very much for Coles. Yes, fantastic, giving you the opportunity, the platform to progress in your business. And look, good yarning with you, ladies. Thank you so very much. Dave is not here. He's probably out there on the farm with the bees, yeah?
Oh, you know, you can't stop the bees from working. They get the best work ethic, the best integrity, best empathy. And they, you know, they show us the way to move forward and just never stop working until it's... the sun goes down and they have a rest.
Yeah, that's too deadly. My sister, thank you very much. Diane, all the best to you, Naomi. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing and good luck with it all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Galia
Mobile. Galia. Oh, Galia, bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Diane Appleby, co-owner of the business with David Appleby, her husband, and there's her daughter on, involved as well. Wallaga Raw Bush Honey. Do check it out, your mob. Wallaga, W-A-L-A-J-A, Raw Bush Honey. So, look, fantastic. Just received a $330,000 Coles grant after application, but Indigenous Honey Business Buzzing is the title here. So do check out their business, and great to see black people in business. entrepreneurs. We just happen to be black, too deadly. Yana Frong here on National Talk Black and live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. Too deadly.
Burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption. I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls, the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance, lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win, and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teacher, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the rhythm take control.
Warriors, warriors.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
This rage is the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts. Change their worldviews. A microphone sire. Build an empire. Zenitus will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah.
Mind.
Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Let the music free your soul. Free your soul. Let the music, let them free your soul. Free your soul. Music free your soul. Music free your soul. Music free your soul.
We'll get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? All right, to Daily, a beautiful a couple of days up at the Torres Straits, Badu Island, up there for the Island of Origin for 2023. And a big shout out to Saima, Torres Strait Island Indigenous Media Association, Diet and her Deadly team. Sylvia, thank you very much. Wally, too Deadly. And they hosted myself, Trendy Trev, Matty Motlop, and also Stephen Taglaferry. And also had a co-host there, co-host in calling the games was Jason Costigan. Costo, too Deadly, fantastic. And congratulations to the winners who took out the championship. And that went out to the Gumbo Raiders and walked away with $20,000. And the Roxon Eagles were the runners-up. Got defeated in the grand final there, walked away $10,000. And to our Deadly sisters out there who took out the championship, Kay and Costles, ladies walked away at $5,000. And then the Pioneer Danes walked away with $1,500. Beautiful football. Look, it is a must. Put that on your bucket list, you mob. Torres Strait Island, the Island of Origin. And I tell you what, WNRL and of course the NRL should get up there, be scouts to check out the football, and in actual fact, all black football carnivals, if you look at it across this this country, in the rugby league space anyway, all scouts should be having a look at the talent that goes about in regard to kicking the pigskin around. Fantastic. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody involved. Fantastic. And the Bowery family, who organise a lot. And Annie Geezer, thank you very much for hosting us. And her beautiful son there, Nabs, to Deli Bulla. He was our chef, cooked us deli meals. And it is fantastic to have the community gets together. A lot of the families up there open up their house for accommodation, for supporting people who were visiting and participating in the Island of Origin 2023. It is a team effort, and like they didn't have one last year, 2022. They have it every year. 2021 was the last one, and it was great to have it up and running again, and it was great to be part of it. So big shout there. Also, thank you to management here, BBM, and the board of directors, allowing that to go through in communication with the Simon Mob and a joint venture, and the Delhi joint venture was, and see some beautiful operations for future aspirations where we're working together, black on black, too deadly. Have you seen Yana Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Clarence River singing out a sweet, sweet freedom song, and it beckons us to come.
Rakai Brothers, that's T.I. here on your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Delhi number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. All right, Cairns run training program that empowers Deadly Women, recognised in the Queensland budget statement. The success of the Deadly Women program, run by the Cairns-based not-for-profit organisation, Reef and Rainforest Research Centre, that's RRRC, has been acknowledged in the Queensland Government's 2023 budget statement. And the federal funded through the Department of Prime Minister and Women. The initiative also gained support under the Queensland Women's Budget Statement 2023-24, with $15,000 being granted to the program from the Queensland Government's Investing in Queensland Women Initiative to directly support the delivery in one of the remote parts of Queensland in the Torres Straits. With that, I'm going to talk to one of the graduates. We have Georgina Durante on the line and talk about her journey there. On the line, Georgina, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Oh, hi, mob. I'm from the Torres Strait Islands.
Mm.
I live on Hammond Island. Yeah.
Hammond,
I'm a cook. Hammond. Hammond Island.
And the tribal mob, you're going to say?
Yes. From Kulkal Gal Nation.
Yes.
And the Seven River, Angamuti and Atambaya.
Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. Yes. A graduate from this deadly course for deadly women. What did you think of the course?
Very interesting. I would encourage all the other deadly women to attend these courses. Yeah.
And
really,
Yep.
Yeah, it was really benefiting for to actually start their own business.
Yes.
It was really
Yes, and we'll talk about your business. How many sisters on the course with you when you did the course?
Well, there were, I think, around about eight. I can think of
the
older ones.
Yes,
there was two younger youths. Yeah, there was two young ones, probably in the 18 or a bit younger, 17.
Oh, good. Beautiful.
Oh, sorry. So 18, I think it was 18 and 17. Or
Yeah. And how did you hear about the Deadly Women course?
Well, I give all the credit to my friend, Mrs. Brances Ganya. She's the one that told me about it.
Yes.
And actually encouraged me to get involved. Yeah. But, through a friend.
Yes.
And which was really, really good of her to do that.
And yourself now, so you're running your own business. Tell us about your business you're running there on Hammond Island there, Georgina.
Well, my business is called Kirok Munchies.
Mm.
It's a small, like a mobile cart business that do coffees and all the other snack food and healthy choices. Because Hammond Island only have only one mini mart.
Yes.
That runs from 8 to 4:30, and there's nothing else. So
So you saw an opportunity.
It's all an opportunity. Like they say, where there's crisis, there's business opportunity.
That's right. Too deadly. Too deadly, sister. And so Kirok Munchies, that's the name of your business, eh?
Yes, Kirok Munchies.
Munchies.
The name of the business. Kirok is for... another name for Hammond. Hammond Island is called Kirari.
Okay, thank you. Yep, there
and
it is.
And it's all built out, and Hammond is just like a blue metal rock island.
Okay, beautiful.
So we, just for short, yeah.
Kirok. Okay, fantastic. And so how long have you been in business for, Nessus?
Well, I've only started the business straight after the course.
Okay.
So it wouldn't be long, yeah.
Too deadly. And look, people have just come now from Badu Island for the Island of Origin. And we was there at the, just at the airport making munchies there, but we should have made a call there for you, Kirok Munchies.
You could have have it delivered all the way to Horn.
Exactly. That's too deadly, my sister. So is it just you running the business?
The business still, at the moment, I'm on hold for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Because I'm supporting my husband with his business. We've got he's got another business called LNG Lawn and Grass Maintenance.
LNG, what, sorry, does?
LNG lawn and grass maintenance.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, my husband's name is Lewis, so I'm Gina, so he's with the L for lawn and I'm the G for the grass. So,
well, too, Dylan, big shout out there for Bella. And so he runs his business.
Yes,
so you put your business on hold just to help him with his business,
right? I put my business on hold because we work in partner I don't drive, so he drives my vehicle.
And you make the kai-kai.
Support me with my cart.
Yeah, and you make the kai-kai, yep.
And I make the kai-kai, and he does the with his business. I'm the laborer.
But you're the boss there, for K-Rock.
I boss with my business, and he's the boss to his business. Yeah.
That's a team effort, too beautiful. And were there any piccany involved?
Well, no kids for me and my husband.
Okay.
But because of a lot of youths, a lot of youths associate with us, both of us.
Yes.
So the business was more or less to provide for them, because on Hammond there's nothing else for them to do.
Yes.
Or to go to after when the shops close. So it was more or less focused on the youth.
Okay.
Starting that business. Yeah.
Beautiful. So Reef and Rainforest Research Center working in partnership, delivering their training with InLock. So you highly recommend the course, and you learn a lot from it in regarding to the business mentality, how to run a business. You thought it was good, and you recommend it, my sister, yes?
I do. I recommend it. It was a very, it's a very good course to attend. There's a lot of new business ideas, you know, that the ladies that brought it up here and, you know, really explained to us how to do business. And, I recommend it to anyone who'd wanted to do a training course like that in tourism and,
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. So you are now an entrepreneur, you are a businesswoman, and helping husband there with his business, but you got your own tag as well. And look, good yarn with you. Congratulations, my sister.
Thank you.
Enjoy that journey, make plenty of money, and go climb to the top there, my sister.
Well, I always encourage all my other families and friends. I think there's two words, there's job and there's work.
Exactly.
A job is where you work from 8 to 5 to someone else.
Wow.
You clock in, clock out whenever, and you get all these pressure up, you know, you bring in stress, anxiety, whatever.
Mm.
But with work, it's finding your gift.
Yes.
When you find your gift, it makes way for you and you become your own boss.
Yeah, that's too deadly.
Because it's something that you can't retire from. It's a gift, that's a passion. That you drive for, you know?
Wow, 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 wow. And uncle of mine, Evie Speak, when you're in a job means just off broke. But when you become business owner, you're going to make a plenty buck here.
That's true. Too good.
Too deadly, my sister. Congratulations. Well, and thank you so very much. And when we go haul on next time, we go look for Coco off you, your deadly business. So there it is.
Ring up K-Rock.
K-Rock Munchies.
K-Rock Munchies.
Well, sister, all the best. And we yarn soon.
Yes. Thank you. Have a blessed afternoon.
You too, darling. Yawo. A beautiful yarn. That's Georgina Durante, a beautiful yarn business owner now, thanks to the beautiful business course that she got involved with, and that's run by, it's called Deadly Women, and the program run by Cairns-based a not-for-profit organisation, Reef and Rainforest Research Centre, and they've been acknowledged in Queensland Government's 2023 budget statement, so $15,000 for that deadly course there, and they run in conjunction with the InLock, and InLock is ensure participants to operate in a deadly space in regard to being in business and learning the basics of business. And a bit of background about InLock. InLock delivers training and operational support to Indigenous communities and groups and their partners, partner organisations to achieve their own aspirations in caring for their own land and sea country. InLock trains for the real world in delivering skills and knowledge to provide tangible capabilities. Training can be certified or not non-certified as required. All certified training is delivered by InLock Training. InLock Training is the trading name for their company, BLP, Training and Services Pty Ltd, and RTO 5795. So to Deadly, fantastic, empowering our Deadly Sisters, women's job creation, women's economic security, women's workforce participation, women's leadership, women's safety, and international engagement. So it is too deadly, and that's why they name it a Deadly Women. Women in business, and fantastic. Entrepreneurs, have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah. trouble wondering, hoping today is gonna be that day. Politicians bitching about their problems, wonder if they really care for you and me. They don't care for you and me. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. Every morning I wake up wondering, hoping today is gonna be the day. My baby, she left me this morning, didn't like the way I carried myself. She said, I don't care for you and me.
Yep, yep, you saw it without a doubt, baby girl, it gon' be fine. Working all out in my mind, all we have to do is be kind. Hold hands, be friends, be gentlemen and girlfriend. Honey, I really don't care what you mean, making me cool to a fact, cool to a T. Just me and you, you and me, we forever be, baby. You saw it, that is just always in my nerve. And baby girl, you can feel it, cause you know that love is pain.
Love is gonna come my way. Oh, 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 oh. Love is gonna come my way. This morning I woke up knowing love is gonna come my way.
Yeah, love is going to come my way. That's Bala Drews, Drews Namok, with us in spirit. Too beautiful. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm yum, good.
Good.
As long as I can. You there? Yeah, I've got to make this call.
Yes.
How are you, mate? Sorry,
I'm well. You okay?
Yeah, sort of. What's in the news is Curtis Pitt, the member for Mulgrave,
Mm-hmm.
He's wants time out from the politics and everything.
Yes.
It's sort of, I guess, politically left us here with a riderless horse.
Mm.
So I don't know what they're supposed to do, have an election, or is it all too much?
Yeah, I don't know how that works when a member of parliament steps down like so. Someone from the party steps up, or I don't know how it works. But we, sometimes all four walls close in on a person, and time to step away, have a break.
Yeah. Well, it's the pressure of the job and...
Exactly.
Pressure and... I don't know what to say, but part of the pressure of his life is his marriage breakup with an Aboriginal person too.
Sure, yeah. So the personal side of things as well can affect the profession, of course, yes.
Because the pressure at the moment for in Gordonvale is to take the river water and send it into Cairns, and which leaves one councillor in charge, Brett Moller, who I think is the sort of traitor to the town, by shutting down our river and access for our people who are spending a lot of time down there but still can't drive down there, and remembering people past, there's been cup murrays and gatherings, but we're still,
I know that they're looking for another water hole, so to speak, when you got the Coplow Dam is where we get our water for Cairns, but running a bit low. So for future water intake, they're looking. The council's looking, yes.
Well, it's about protecting, as I said before, it's a big thing that we have World Heritage upriver, which is the fisheries where me and Donna lived and other people who had camps. And if the river gets any lower, it's pretty healthy looking sometimes, but another time it's terrible. And it could turn into another Franklin River thing. I mean, there's no one in charge at the moment. One Cairns council who seems to be working for Cairns and not Gordonvale, because Cairns amalgamated Gordonvale in.
Mm.
And so that's left the whole area. I hope they find another water. It was just a call I had to make.
Sure. So you don't think Mulgrave River is the water hole they should be looking at?
No.
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 Thank you. Yep.
That's the main vein of the tribe is the river. You played yes. Clarence River song. I've been requesting that, you know. The river is the centre of the life.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. In Gordonvale, we don't got a beach, we got a river. And we don't have vehicular access to the place where we want to go.
Sure.
I'm taxing people up and down. And I don't know, they found a way over the bank and carry a pig down and cut Murrayham. And
so you want to make sure you get this message across. If Mr. Pitt is going to step down for the new person that steps in, you want to make sure that they hear this message.
I want to hear this message. This could turn into another Franklin River thing.
Sure.
Because we've got World Heritage upstream and it's exactly. affecting the thing. That's why
exactly.
the Franklin was stopped, because it's exactly relative. And we've been caretaker at the fisheries, mm. and it's about the fish stocks
yeah, exactly.
and the World Heritage, that exactly. area. That's what it's about, that mm. we don't want that water taken out of the river, because
exactly.
that's the future food supply for the whole rainforest tribe, the Adinji. Only have the Mulgrave River. That's
yeah.
it. It's the one river. And that's going to be just total destruction of people's minds.
Mm. Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you. So hopefully yeah. we'll find out if that is the case, if Mr. Pitt steps down, has his break or what have you, the next person steps in, we need to have a conversation with them.
Yeah, well, the only person you can talk to now is Brett Muller, the Cairns councillor,
mm.
who's really working for Cairns. And it's not just the Murrays, it's all the local people who used to
sure.
go down there for
sure.
picnic and sit there and we mix and thing. And now, you know, the camping area on top, the council built, that's like a big wagon train full of people and it's crowded and we don't have anywhere to...
Mm.
It's an incredible loss of freedom. The
yeah.
white bus is
Taking control, brother.
Yeah, there's no one. It's like a riderless mm. horse. What's going to happen? And we don't know. And we've never been able to talk to Curtis Pitt about problems. We've never had a voice to him anyway.
And I suppose we're making a decision like so. They've got to put it out to the public so the public can have their say as well, you know?
Well, that's what we want.
Exactly.
That's what
communication.
We want to know what they're doing. And then we want to stop it if they are doing it.
Well, exactly, if we disagree on it, exactly. But we are the constituents, and they work for the people, so they need to communicate with the people.
Yeah, well, the people here are more important than the people in Cairns to us.
Yep, sure, you make a point, a very good point. Yeah, my brother. Thanks for the call, Tony. And keep the fight on, and we'll do some homework and find out what the go is then. In regard to who steps in.
Okay, thanks, boy.
Thank you, brother. Take care. Deadly Yarn there. That's Tony Gibbs, concerned about the Mulgrave River in regard to Cairns, looking for a second water hole. The water that we use here in Cairns, it's Coplow Dam, just up there on the hillside between Cairns and Coranda. And I think it's running low. So they've been looking for future water holes, and Mulgrave River was mentioned. And there's hence the call from Tony Gibbs in regard to that statement. But there it is. We'll find out. Listen, it's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. You mob, I thank you very much for your company. Look, great to be back and enjoy the trip up there to Badu Island for the Island of Origin. Once again, thank you to all involved. Thank you to Simon and thank you to BBM, manager here, Jackie, making that happen. And also want to thank Skytrans for sponsoring the flights for us, mob, to go up there and call the rugby league. Fantastic. But sign off for today. You mob, back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416.